Do you try to live picture perfect? In our selfie-saturated culture, I think many of us might. We want to look our best and put our best foot forward, but does it sometimes get a bit out of hand? Possibly. You should see me and my sister try to take a selfie. It's hilarious. I can't tell you how many times we say, nope, try it again. We pretty much examine every shot, and with most of them, we find something wrong. Bad angle, not looking at the lens, light is too bright or too low, that one shows too many wrinkles, what's my hair doing in that one? And we laugh at every one. Once we tried to get a selfie in the airport, and I know we were causing a bit of a scene as we laughed and kept deleting our attempts. I know many of you can relate. Then once you get that shot, you might apply a nice filter to whiten those teeth and blur out a few lines. You know you do. Isn't that why we love apps like Snapchat? With the click of a fun filter, you can go from no makeup and crazy hair to looking radiant with flowers in your hair and stars floating around your face, perfect complexion, eyeliner on point, and lashes for days. We know that's not reality. Life isn't perfect, and the images of what we believe is beautiful can easily get distorted and far away from what is true beauty. We want to look pretty, and often we compare ourselves to standards of beauty and attempt to keep up with those standards. A friend of mine recently posted how exhausting it is to keep up and even maintain a certain beauty standard as a woman. She's in a field where appearance and look are priority. Her weekly and monthly routine includes manicures, pedicures, teeth whitening, waxing, facials, Botox, microblading, hair coloring, and more. Not only is it time-consuming, it's expensive. Every generation struggles with what the ideal look is, and if you go back through history, that ideal is always changing. What's interesting to me is it seems to be how we are influenced as individuals and what we choose to embrace as ideal. In the mainstream media world of beauty and fashion, there's been a positive shift in advertising campaigns that highlight beauty in all colors, ages, shapes, and sizes. The focus isn't as much on an outward ideal image, but an inward strength and confidence, which is more about who you are and how you act and treat people. And doesn't that sound familiar? What did the Lord tell the prophet Samuel as he was about to anoint the not-so-kingly-looking shepherd boy David? Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. It always comes back to our heart. What is the truth we can know about beauty and finding that balance as we age? 1 Peter 3:3-4. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Now with that, don't go throwing out all your makeup, jewelry, and hair extensions. Peter is saying, ladies, don't let all those outward things become your only focus. Remember your inner self. Don't neglect the hidden person of your heart. That's what matters. Cultivate a Christ-like character grounded in truth that shines love and gentleness to those around you. That beauty never fades. Listen, the wrinkles and gray will come and the numbers on the scale will go up and down. Fight it or embrace it how you will, with all healthy balance. But remember, the beauty that shines best, no matter the age, is what's inside. That's the truth. The world needs that beauty way more than a picture-perfect selfie. I'm Lori Klein.